Unit 6.
Design. Warm-up. Exercise 3. Listen and identify the paintings. 1.
Well, I really like this picture. It's easy to see what's happening. I like the bright colours of the girl's blue dress and her blonde hair. I also like the round shapes in the picture. I think the topic is interesting too. The girl looks worried, and she's thinking about her boyfriend.
2.
Personally, I think this one is good. It's got very strong lines, and you can almost feel the music. And the colors, they're great. They're really bright. I like abstract paintings because you have to use your own imagination to understand what the painter is trying to do.
3.
This one's my favourite. It shows the horrors of war really well, with the dark, dark colours and the terrible images. The lines and shapes are square and geometrical. They show violence and pain. Look at the horse and the mother with a dead child. It's a very frightening painting because...
4.
Well, I think this one's the best. I really like the bright colours and the clear lines. I love the colour of the water in the swimming pool. The style's strange. It's realistic, but very simple at the same time.
Lesson 22.
Exercise 3. Listen to the radio programme and complete the table with the key words from Exercise 2.
Good evening and welcome to Building Sites. Today, Ben Smith will describe 4 of his favourite buildings from around the world.
1.
The Palace of the Doge in Venice is one of the best medieval buildings anywhere in Europe. It was finished in 1498. It has beautiful pink and white marble walls. From St. Mark's Square, you can see the balcony with statues on either side.
2.
The Post Office Savings Bank building in Budapest was built in the early 20th century. The most beautiful part of the building is the roof, which is made of green, blue, yellow and brown tiles. On the roof, there are fantastic ornaments of things like waves, flowers and angels. Someone asked the Hungarian architect Odon Lechner why there are so many ornaments where people could not see them. He replied, "But the birds will."
3.
The medieval castle of Eileen Doonan on Loch Alsh in Scotland is probably one of the most romantic buildings in the world. It was built in the 13th century, but was destroyed by the English in 1719. The castle was in ruins for 200 years until it was rebuilt in 1932. It has a large stone tower and thick stone walls.
4.
The Chrysler Building in New York is not the highest skyscraper in New York, but it is one of the most beautiful. This skyscraper was made of new materials, metal, concrete, and glass. It was built in the 1930s and has a beautiful metal roof.
Exercise 4. Listen to someone describing her favourite building. Which of the buildings in the photos does she choose?
My favourite building's in Scotland. It's an amazing castle called Eileen Doonan. Have you heard of it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's on a loch. You know, a kind of lake. When you get near it, it looks as if it's in the water. It really looks like something from a fairy tale. because it's situated on a small island and it has a big tower.
Mm.
When you walk across the bridge to the island, you can see the castle in front of you. It looks really strong because it's made of a type of stone, you know, grey and...
Granite?
That's right. And anyway, when you get inside, it's sort of strange and ghostly. And you can look out and see the loch around the castle and the sea. It's really mysterious.
Mm.
Exercise 6. Listen to the sentences describing a place in Warsaw. Write down as many words as you can that give new information and are stressed. 1.
One very interesting place to visit in Warsaw is the Łazienki Park.
2.
In the Łazienki Park, there are some huge trees and some beautiful gardens.
3.
There is also a lovely cafe and restaurant in there.
4.
But the most interesting place in the whole park is the Palace on Water.
5.
Near the palace, there is a statue of the Polish composer Frédéric Chopin.
6.
In summer, there are evening concerts of Chopin's music there.
Lesson 24.
Comparing cultures. Listen to a British girl describing her home. Write notes about key information.
I live in quite an average house for Britain. It's a small, semi-detached house with a little garden at the front and a little garden at the back and a garage for the car. Downstairs, there is a living room with a sofa, TV, etc. That's where we relax. We also have a kitchen where we usually have our meals. Ah, and downstairs there is also a toilet. You go up the stairs and on the first floor there are 3 bedrooms and a bathroom. My room's at the back of the house. It's not very big, but I really like it. Ah, and there's an attic in the roof for storing things. And that's about it.
Communication workshop. Listening. Listen to the song. Which of these words are mentioned?
I'll light the fire while you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you. To be so hard.
Communication Workshop. Speaking. Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue. What kind of painting are they talking about?
Hey, Eamon!
What?
Come and look at this.
Yeah. What is it?
It's called Sitting Woman by Juan Gris.
It looks like a lot of squares to me.
Well, look. You can see the face of the woman here at the top of the picture. And these squares and rectangles show her dress. And here at the bottom, you can see the chair. It's a cubist painting. It's very interesting.
I prefer things that you can see. You know, realistic pictures of people and places. Not all this abstract stuff.
Oh, I don't agree with you. The painter uses different shapes and lines. There's movement in the painting.
I really don't like it. I prefer realist paintings myself. I don't like all this abstract painting. In my opinion, anybody could do it. Even I could paint a picture like that.
No, you couldn't. Oh, I like abstract paintings. They make you think about things.
Well, I'm thinking about a cup of coffee myself. Are you coming?
No. I want to see the other paintings. I'll see you in a bit.
Okay, see you later.
Review. Exercise 8. Listen to the sounds in the words. A.
Fill.
B.
Feel.
Listen to the pairs of words and write down the sounds you hear. 1.
Sit. Seat.
2.
Heat. Hit.
3.
Need. Neat.
4.
Eat. It.
5.
List. Least.
6.
Ship. Sheep.
7.
Heat. Hit.
8.
Fit. Feet.
9.
Cheap. Chip.
10.
Beat. Bit.
11.
Leave. Live.
12.
Feet. Fit.